But devilgrass always goes last when you're walking into the nowhere lands, and always shows up first when you're walking back out of them as we are. As we finally are. Now, listen to me, Susanna. I'd have you listen, and I'd have you push that tiresome bitch Detta as far back as possible. Nor would I have you waste my time by telling me she's not there when I can see her dancing the Kamala in your eyes. Susanna looked surprised, then piqued, as if she would protest. Then she looked away without saying anything. When she looked back at him again, she could no longer feel the presence of the one Roland had called that tiresome bitch. And Roland must no longer have detected her presence because he went on. I think it'll soon look like we're coming out of the Badlands. But you'd do well not to trust what you see. A few buildings and maybe a little paving on the roads doesn't make for safety or civilization. And before too long we're going to come to his castle, Lucas Roirus. The Crimson King is almost certainly gone from there, but he may have left a trap for us. I want you to look and listen. If there's talking to be done, I want you to let me do it.
What do you know that I don't? She asked. What are you holding back?
Nothing, he said, with what was for him a rare earnestness. It's only a feeling, Susanna. We're close to our goal now, no matter what the Watch may say. Close to winning our way to the Dark Tower. But my teacher, Vanne, used to say that there's just one rule with no exceptions. Before victory comes temptation. And the greater the victory to win, the greater the temptation to withstand. Susanna shivered and put her arms around herself.
All I want is to be warm, she said.
If nobody offers me a big load of firewood and a flannel union suit to cry off the tower, I guess we'll be all right a while longer. Roland remembered one of Court's most serious maxims. Never speak the worst aloud. But kept his own mouth shut, at least on that subject. He put his watch away carefully, and then rose, ready to move on.